Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Cattle futures mark today finished slightly higher for feeder cattle, 10 to 27 cents higher, with March at 124.02, up 27. Live cattle were steady here, down 10 in February, but up 17 in April. So finished the week relatively quiet in the feeder cattle and live cattle futures. The week really was thought to be a good week, considering that box beef in all but today was above 200 on choice, and then live cattle cash trade was 118 in the south and 188 in the north dressed. Considered pretty good, strong outlook. Now, today at midday, we had some sharply weaker box beef at the midday. It was back below 200 on choice, and down to 199.14. That was down $2.41. Select was 193.76, up 37. So that really tightened the choice select spread to $5.38 on 65 loads trading. That's the tightest that's been in recent memory. It's been out to $15, $17 range, and now it's $5.38. So the selection there, the choice select spread, is really, really tightening up. The feeder cattle index, as of yesterday's close, is 133.07. That's about $4.50 higher than the January feeder cattle futures contract. Of course, the cash is about $3 above where the live cattle are, too. So both of those cash market versus futures front months are considered sort of bullish.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were closed lower to end the week, down 2 cents in corn. The beans were the weakest link today, down about 12 to 17 cents. And then the wheats were 2 to 4 lower after being 2 to 3 lower after being higher most of the day. Now, the export report this morning was considered extremely bearish for the soybeans. It was only 87,000 metric tons after a nearly 900,000 metric ton reduction in soybeans sales, and we were expecting 800 to 1.2 million, and it was only 87,000. That's pretty significant setback there for the exports. U.S. dollar today rebounded. It was up 69 at 102.22. Yesterday it was down triple digits. So we've taken back most of those losses yesterday, and it's thought that this time of year that most of the export market shifts to the southern hemisphere growing season as they harvest their corn and soybean crops. And maybe that's an indication of what happened on the export sales report as well. And, of course, this snowstorm and moisture that's moving across the southern plains could take care of some of the drought situations in Colorado, western Kansas, western Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle. Quite a bit of the winter wheat growing area has not seen rain in quite some time. So snow and the slow melting factors that snow brings could really benefit the soil moisture.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.